From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Obama and the president of Brazil, Dilma Rousseff, have announced an agreement on the importance of collaborative efforts in combating Zika virus. Zika is the viral infection tentatively linked to 4,000 suspected cases in Brazil where babies are born with abnormally small heads and brain damage. Dr. Beth Dell of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control spoke with VOA about what they're doing in combating Zika.
One of the things we've been doing is we've been helping the Brazilians and other countries in Central and South America with laboratory testing. This, of course, is a very important component of being able to detect and respond, is having the laboratory capacity to be able to diagnose.
The disease is spread by mosquitoes. So far, there are no vaccines or treatments for Zika or the abnormalities it causes. Dozens of African leaders are in Addis Ababa today for the opening session of the African Union Summit. AU Chair and Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe opened the summit, which focuses on human rights. But the crisis in Burundi is topping the agenda. Martha Vanderwolf.
Burundi, South Sudan, and terrorism are the security issues topping the agenda of the African Union Summit. Violence in Burundi erupted last year after its president announced his intention to seek a third term in office. Opposition groups said the move was unconstitutional. Burundi's foreign minister, Alain Nyamitwe, said Friday night the country is not allowing African troops into Burundi.
We wanted to let everybody know in the council that the problems of Burundi have to be solved by Burundians.
The African Union summit will wrap up on Sunday evening.
This is VOA News. At least 33 migrants, including at least five children, drowned with another 75 rescued after a boat transporting them to Greece sank off of Turkey's western coast today. The Turkish Coast Guard said in a statement nine victims were trapped inside the capsized craft as patrol boats picked up the survivors and continued to search for others. A private Turkish news agency, Dogan, reported the rescued migrants of Syrian, Afghan, and Myanmar origin were hospitalized for hypothermia. A delegation representing Syria's main opposition group is in Geneva at this hour. It's not clear whether the members of the Saudi-backed Higher Negotiation Committee will participate directly in peace talks designed to end the war in Syria. UN officials started their talks in the Swiss city Friday despite an HNC boycott, with a meeting between UN Special Security Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, and Syria's ambassador to the talks. After the meeting, de Mistura said he hoped to meet the HNC delegates tomorrow. Attackers wearing suicide belts and carrying assault rifles targeted a Shiite mosque in eastern Saudi Arabia during Friday prayer services. Five people were killed, another 18 others wounded. This was at least the fifth such attack in under a year. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Amateur video shows panic among worshippers inside the Imam Ridda Mosque as a bomb goes off, shattering windows, doors, and ceiling tiles. Men can be heard shouting religious slogans as the lights go out and the sound of gunshots can be heard. Eyewitness Mohammed Al-Ahmed told Saudi TV that worshippers inside the mosque locked its doors after the attack began, but that one of the terrorists was able to enter after the blast. He says there was an explosion several minutes after worshippers locked the doors and the lights went off, and smoke filled the room, making it difficult to see. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The most prominent newspaper in the United States, the New York Times, today endorsed former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination and said it favors the long-shot candidacy of Ohio Governor John Kasich as the Republican nominee. Meantime, the State Department is confirming former Secretary of State Clinton's unsecured home computer server contained at least 22 emails with top-secret information which will not be released to the public. Current Secretary of State John Kerry speaking to reporters.
The seven emails, or a few emails at any rate, are being withheld at the request of the intelligence community itself.
Mr. Kerry goes on to say he can't speak to the specifics of the technicalities because that, of course, is not his job. But spokesman John Kirby said 37 pages included. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.